Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's about more than just Joe Lacob and his email response and Kuminga and his playing time. I just am really interested in what Joe Lacob said about Jimmy's not the problem. And I agree with him, Jimmy's not the problem, but what are the problems and what are the solutions? And Steve's not going to be able to say, well, this guy and this guy and that guy and that guy. And there really are a lot of problems and there aren't any easy solutions. Like the one solution is, well, how about the guys who shoot, they shoot better. And the guys who defend, they defend better. And the people who have the ball, they stop turning it over. Those are definitely things that are problems. When Draymond Green has 8 turnovers, that's a problem. When Buddy Hield, who is supposed to be your sniper 1A, I save the day, and you're shooting 31%, that's a problem. So we can go through all the problems, and we will, and I don't know what the solutions are other than, hey, guys, play better, you know?
Well, I think you're spot on, and this is, for me, still where the conversation falls short, is I do think that a lot of us, you express frustration, you scream, like even take this emailer who got to Joe Lacob today. And oh, hey, Joe, you got to do something about this team. Well, what? What is it y'all want to do? What is it that any of them can do? Like, oh, sure, Steve's front and center, Mike Dunleavy. We better trade someone. Well, the main guy they want to trade is not even tradable. What? Like, Joe Lacob's response, the first words out of his mouth, it's complicated. It's complicated. So I get the frustration. I get it. The Warriors are tough right now. In fact, Samita in Los Gatos says the team is unwatchable. Samita, thank you for calling. Is that your thought? The team's unwatchable?
Yeah, it's brutal watching these games where they come back, put up a fight, and then lose by, you know, a handful of points at the end because, I don't know, just like it's like the wheels come off at the end. And, you know, watching them is, you know, you watch Steph make these incredible efforts every night. He is really carrying this team on his shoulders, but no one else is stepping up to the level that he is. And when Steph Curry is scoring 40-plus points a night and you are still losing, you have a very deep-rooted problem.
No question.
Very, very deep-rooted problem.
Samina, do you want to... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you want to take a crack at what you would do, though? Like, what do you want to see them do differently?
Yeah.
What's the fix?
Yeah. You got to play Butler in a different role. And if you're not going to play him in a different position where he can be more effective, then you got to get rid of him. And I think just about, as you guys were saying, 4 through 14, none of those guys are good enough. And I don't know why they're not good enough. I don't have the, you know, basketball, you know, background to be able to say why they're good enough, not good enough. I don't know if it's they're not getting enough minutes. I don't know if they're not being coached correctly or they just don't have it. But we have no upcoming saviors on the bench.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen, whether it's Pods, Kuminga, or anybody. And if Joe, and I think Dunleavy has to take some of the heat for this because, who are these guys? Why are we so invested in these guys who cannot come through when we need them? And we have Steph Curry at 37 years old scoring 40-plus points a game against teams like the Blazers. We lost to Minnesota with, you know, nobody.
You know what's fascinating, though, Samita? Like, what did you think all those scrubs when they went on the road to Cleveland and Chicago in 24 hours and won 2 basketball games?
Yeah, I kind of think they were flukes because, you know, The name of the game is consistency.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Hey, Samita, great call. Thank you very much. Like, and here's the reason I bring that up. She used the word roles, and I really think that's where the Warriors are stuck. I think Jimmy Butler is suddenly having a hard time fitting. We already know that Jonathan is having a hard time fitting. And all of these people who look like scrubs, and maybe they are, but at the same time, you're playing with Steph Curry. Therefore, you automatically know your role is kind of like, hey, just be in a certain spot and see if you can pass 30 the ball. And that's kind of like, I think that a lot of players get stuck in a spot of, I don't know how aggressive to be or not be when we're out here with Steph. And so, again, I'm not saying the Warriors are better off without Steph. That's stupid. But I do think sometimes in a small sample, you get what you got last weekend, which is Steph's not there. And all same thing, Draymond leaves at Philly, and here we go. All of a sudden, these guys are like, woo! It's like a dog arriving
a little
bit
of freedom,
right,
yeah.
They ride at the dog park, and they're just like, wow! Like they start running 1,000 miles an hour. And you're like, you walked here, but now I took the leash off, gone.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the freedom, and it's a certain amount of, you know, the role is defined when there's no Steph, and there's no Jimmy, and there's no Draymond. You're Pat Spencer, and you're going to start, and you get to cook, and Will Richard, the same thing. Quentin Post is a little different because no matter who's out there with Quentin Post, he knows what he's supposed to do. On offense, go ahead and get to your spot right there below the break, not quite all the way in the corner, but just go out there, Quentin, and we're going to find you, 4 to 8 times a game, and you catch and shoot, and you knock it down, hopefully, and we'll go from there. The thing about Jimmy, and I was just looking at his game log last year when he joined the Warriors, and it's almost identical to this year. Field goal attempts, points a game, rebounds, shooting percentage, three-point percentage. So Jimmy is really, for the most part, he's kind of been what you expected last year when he came and before the playoffs and before Steph got hurt and the rest of it.
Yep.
He's about 11 shots a game, about 18 points a game, and that's what he's done this year. So when Joe says, Joe Lacob, yeah, Jimmy's not the problem, I kind of agree with him because Jimmy Butler's not going to be 25 points a night anymore. That's not who he is.
No, I don't think he
anymore.
I don't think you want him to do that. Like in an ideal world, the offense runs through Steph, and kind of as things get late in the shot clock, that's when you start to move maybe toward Jimmy to see if he can drive and create something for someone else or get himself to the free throw line. Or who knows, every now and again he might actually just finish. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of how I see the absolute basics of the Warriors' offense, but they're in and out of the lineup, and the other guys are all seemingly somewhat confused about when to hit the gas and when to hit the brakes. Some of them have been kind of locked in the corner, and everybody's frustrated. Everybody's frustrated because it like the whole thing just feels kind of stop-start, sometimes even within games.
No doubt.
That's why you get like a half against OKC or Philly, where you're just like, well, this is sleepy and awful. And then the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, gangbusters. Here they come from behind. It's just too inconsistent, all of it.
Because you're talking about players 4 through 13 who honestly aren't that good. And if you want to look at all those individuals, they are probably on a very good team. They're probably players 7 through 13. But on this team, somebody's got to be player 4, player 5, player 6, etc.
Yeah,
and that's where
it's a good point.
It's a little bit harsh, but I'm just going to say it because, you know, if it's Moody and Pods, and if it's Post and Healed, and if it's D'Anthony Melton and TJD and Gee and Pat, these are all like some of those guys are true third stringers. The other guys are second stringers.
No, like
D'Anthony Melton is a great example. If he's playing at his best, and you are a really good team, he's probably your sixth man, or maybe your seventh man.
Maybe. I mean, he can be. I don't mind if he's a starter on the team. I think the question that you're getting to, and I wonder even how you'd answer this, who do you want to be the Warriors' third scorer?
I mean, who would I want?
Who do you want it to be?
In an ideal setting, it probably would be Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield would become the splash cousin.
Right.
And Buddy Hield would play up to his level. And if he could do that, Because honestly, in an ideal world, Steph's going to get you 27 or 28.
Yeah.
Jimmy's going to get you 18.
Or 20, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, Buddy gets you 15. And then Draymond gets you 12. Quentin will get you 9. And then everybody else can chip in with, you know, 8s and 7s and 6s.
See, I think it's such a fascinating answer because you answered it sort of in the moment with what the Warriors are currently attempting to do. I bet plenty of listeners just screamed at their smart speaker or their radio.
All roads, you idiots!
Yeah, and they're not wrong. That's in an ideal world.
Right.
We're not living in an ideal world. And whether you want to side with he hasn't been given the opportunity to do it, or you want to side with he hasn't made the most of the opportunities that he has been given, I would argue you're all correct. I would argue you're all correct. But yes, I think that's who they want to be the third scorer. He hasn't shown the ability to do it, and Steve is not patient enough to stick with it, nor probably are Steph and Jimmy. And so, to me, that's the whole problem. You don't have one.
No.
You need one. You need one. Go around to the other good teams, and you all can name. Like, I can do OKC, we can do Denver. You can all come up with a viable, like, oh, yeah, that person can score the basketball. If I go to Denver, the guy who owns the Warriors is their third option. His name is Aaron Gordon. It used to be Michael Porter. But like those are third options. I go to OKC, and once you get past Shea and J-Dub, you could think about Chet Holmgren or even, you know, going inside to Hartenstein or whatever. Like, these are teams that have an actual look at the Lakers. For God's sakes, I don't even need to name the three names. You know what I'm talking about.
The Rockets, I just looked at it.
Look at it.
Because I'm fascinated by Houston. Their third scorer is a guy named Amen Thompson. You know he's averaging 17 a night?
Is he really?
17
he's
a night.
He's going to be special. He's going to be really special.
And I just looked at Houston because I was thinking about Joe Lacob and his comment in the email, style of play. And the style of play that the Warriors play does not suit Jonathan Kuminga. The Warriors are shooting the second most threes a game in the association, and JK is not a good three-point shooter. So I thought, what other team out there doesn't shoot the three but actually scores pretty well? And that's Houston. They shoot fewer than 30 threes a game, and they're averaging .121 a night.
Yep.
They're fourth in the association in PPG, points per game. The style of play that they play, it suits them. KD's not a three-point guy. Şengün, no. Amen Thompson, God, no.
No.
But all they do is get to the line, offensive rebound, and score.
Yeah,
they have an identity. They have a style of play that suits their roster. The style of play that the Warriors are playing, it doesn't suit Kuminga. And unfortunately, it doesn't suit a lot of these guys.
Well, that's kind of the point. Like, when we go, hey, why are you shooting so many threes? And then you go, hey, why are you so small? Well, you kind of answered your own question.
Right.
Like, the Rockets can go...
answered your own question.
The Rockets can go inside because they have the length to do so. And they can get high percentage looks because they can shoot over people. The Warriors can't go in there. They can't go in there.
Jimmy Butler, you were just saying
they're too small.
Yep.
Too small to go in there, so you got to fire a three. But then they're not that consistent from three. And there you go. There's your answer.
That's right.
Some nights you're going to be okay from three. And you might win those games. You might win those games if you can defend on the other end. But if you're going to be cold from three, you're going to get 5 points in the first quarter in Philadelphia. That's what you're going to get.
Man.
You know what I mean? So 888-957-9570. We made an executive decision on the fly there. Maybe we'll do Grandy's grades on the Niners tomorrow. People are just too...
Yeah.
This is too...
To bury them for getting to 10 wins.
I was going to give their defense a C+. Sala, where were you last weekend? Sitting there with a Mai Tai, letting the offense do all the work. Anyway.
Seriously. We'll get to it.
For sure we will. And Kerr's in a half hour. But there's a lot of you that want to weigh in. So let's do that. We're here for you. Rick in Concord. Hi, Rick. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having my call.
Yeah.
Long time listener, but for me, it's all about touches on in the paint. Right now, they don't have the balance. We just want to take all the three pointers in the world. We are, you know, three-point attempts is high. So that means just no finisher. At the time that we're doing well, Kuminga was doing well. He was finishing. We were touching the paint. Jimmy was touching the paint. At this point, I would love to see GP2 get a run at it just because we know he can finish. We know he can defend. He knows his role. He doesn't need to try so hard. The ball gets to where it needs to be. Jimmy can play his role. He could be the wing guy. He could be the cutter. And at some point, Kuminga was that guy. And for some reason, he became the wing and just held the ball outside and had all these turnovers. So I would really like to see GP2 get a crack at it. Yeah, give him 5-6 minutes, see how it goes. But I think at the time we were winning, he was in the game. The play was fast. He knew how to play defense. He knew how to play with these guys. And he's a consistent guy within that group that knows his role.
Rick, thanks. I don't necessarily disagree. I could probably, hell, we'll listen on anyone right now, right? Here's the thing about GP2. I do think there are moments where the offense really, the ball movement with GP2 and him kind of getting into that dunker spot or maybe a corner three, and he obviously does not hurt you on the defensive end, it can be really good. The problem with GP2 is if they get him out of the corner and they put him out there on the wing, he becomes a non-factor immediately. Yep. Offensively. And here we go. Rinse, repeat. Can you put GP2 on the floor with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green?
No.
You're done.
Yep.
You're dust. You're dust. The three-point line becomes a total problem. And so when you watch some of these other teams, when you watch the game in Portland the other night, doesn't it feel like the three-point line is surrounded? We've got you surrounded. Come out with your hands up. And the ball will move, and it doesn't matter who it gets to. It's a dangerous, open, three-point look. The Warriors have too many players that help them on the defensive side that are basically unplayable on the offensive side because it means there's too many non-shooters on the floor.
And that's an interesting comp because Portland is 29th in the association in three-point percentage.
Unless they're playing the Warriors.
Right, and it's because the Warriors don't guard it very well. At least they haven't against Portland, and maybe it's just Portland having a couple of great nights at home against Golden State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From three, but it's not a wrong way to describe it because even when Portland wasn't shooting threes, they're getting a lot of easy shots. Yep. At the rim because they have so much size, throwing up alley-oops to Robert Williams and company, and they're able to get easy buckets that way. So if the Warriors aren't hitting threes, they're having a hard time getting into the paint and getting buckets that way because they're outsized across the board.
Totally. Brandon in Orinda next up. Hi, Brandon. Thank you for calling.
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, sweet. Yeah, so going back to Dib's question, he asked, who do you wish would be the third scorer? And for me, that's got to be the little Gator, right? He's the cheapest. He's the youngest. We have him for the longest. We want to get excited about the future. How about the young guy? That's all I got. Thank you.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm in I'll listen on anyone mode. I don't think Will is ready for that. Does he feel, being a number three scorer means you got to be ready to kind of do that every night.
Yep.
And I don't think, Will has shown, he might pop a night and then he's going to kind of disappear. I think he's still figuring it out. I will say this about Will Richard. When someone brings up GP2, my mind kind of goes to Will Richard because he's an energy guy And I think he's at least a solid enough defender. He has the makings of a good defender. But I'm a little bit more comfortable with him firing a three-pointer from the wing.
No doubt.
Than I am GP2.
Not quite the defender that GP2 is, but a better offensive player and a guy who can shoot the three, and he's shooting it at almost 40% in the time that he's been out there. But the biggest problem, and you know, Steve will break this down without running the numbers, but if you look at minutes per game, they've got a bunch of guys in that 16 to 26-minute range. And that doesn't include Pods, who's a little bit above that. But you've got like nine guys who are all in that, we're going to play you,
yep,
and we're going to see.
Get you a little run.
We can get you a run.
Don't miss.
And then we'll see. I mean, don't miss or don't blow a defensive assignment.
Yeah, don't turn the ball over.
And then there's Kuminga, who's averaging 26 minutes a game, but he's only played in 17 of the 27. So that's the one where, and you said it before, like, if you wanted to say, who would you want your third scorer to be?
Who do you want it to be?
It would be Kuminga.
Yeah.
It would be Kuminga with the ha-ha, playing the right way, defending and rebounding, hitting the occasional three.
Dunker spot.
And he hits a three a game. He's about 33%. Hit a three, have four or five dunks, hit a few free throws, give us 15 and 7 every single night.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's who you would want
and
it to be.
And both sides have not been able to figure that out.
Right.
Super frustrating.
You can't score when you're getting DNPs.
That's true.
That's my whole high school career.
Matt on 101. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Love the rhythm and flow of your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm struck by the rising tide of negativity towards Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. Lute Olson, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr. He knows how to do the hardest thing in sport, which is get to the finish line. He knows how to get to the end of games, even though we're struggling with that right now. He knows how to get to the end of a season. Incredible. Four championships as a coach, five more as a player. Indisputable excellence. About the current team, I see the role for Kuminga exclusively as the third scorer. He should be starting the second quarter of every game along with Pajemski. I'm an avid basketball fan for over 60 years. One of my first memories is Mike Reardon and Dave Stallworth.
Wow.
Those 69-70 Red Holtzman Knicks starting every second quarter with the liberty to shoot the ball. We know Kuminga is a flawed player, but we know he could get double figures off the bench every night. I'd start Steph and DeAnthony Melton so that we could have on-ball defense to start the game with DeAnthony and have Buddy ready to come in and score as well with Draymond and Jimmy and QP. And then Kuminga and Pajemski coming off the bench to light it up. We know Kuminga's flawed. He'd excel in that role.
Matt, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is to all of us, it seems like it's so simple. And after talking about this for 2 years, I don't think most of us still understand why that seems so hard for the Warriors. But there have got to be reasons, like why can't they just say, Jonathan, just come in and be crazy energy off the bench, and you can score. You can do some scoring, but it's going to be in spurts.
Yeah.
I'm
sure they've said that.
I think they've tried that.
Your analogy about being a parent with children, and Kuminga's not a child and Steve's not a parent, but the whole overarching idea of you're able to tell somebody something, and our boss, he's told us a lot of things about how we should go about doing our job. And we don't all listen to what he advises.
Grandy's telling me to go to break right now.
You don't have to.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
But
I was making a good point.
Yeah. I love when people have that whole thing. Like, well, you know what you need to do? You need to sit him down and talk to him.
Yeah, I could just turn your mics off, too.
You wouldn't do that.
Look at the power-hungry, grandiose
Grandy. I control it all over here.
That would backfire on your ass.
Yeah. You can't spell grandiose without Grandy.
That's true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.